Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Now I want you to take you right down to South Florida. As CBN News is reporting how a Christian student has been failed for not being willing to criticize their faith. Part of the education process was that they had to be critical of their faith in regards to your faith in Jesus Christ. You can't, that's just something you don't do. As a matter of fact, let's take a look right now.
In Winter Haven, Florida, a Christian student at Polk State College claims a professor gave her a failing grade because she wouldn't criticize her faith. Humanities professor Lance L.J. Russom allegedly assigned students to write papers, forcing them to deny the existence of God and agree that Christianity oppresses women. When the student wrote papers contesting the professor's point of view, she was given a failing grade on those assignments. Caleb Bonham is editor-in-chief of CampusReform.org, a watchdog group that exposes bias and abuse on college campuses. He joins us now from our D.C. bureau. Caleb, give us some background on the professor and why he failed this Christian student.
Yeah, the professor, L.J. Russom, he is a self-proclaimed atheist, Marxist, feminist professor who teaches this humanities course in Florida. And he assigned to his students 15 essays for the class. And in the case of these four essays, he required that students sort of argue anti-Christian perspectives regarding a variety of different topics. But the two that stood out to this young student whistleblower that came to the Leadership Institute's Campus Reform was really upset that in the course outline, the professor tried to make political points saying that Jesus is a myth in the same line as Hercules and Apollo, and that that all religions are the product of human imagination. And she was required to go along with that. She couldn't argue against any of that. She couldn't argue against, as one of the assignments indicated, the idea that Martin Luther's work in reforming the entire church was of divine providence, but instead a result of humanism. And so when the young girl, a 16-year-old, we're talking about a advanced-placed student, said, no, I'm going to stand up for my faith. I'm going to stand up for my belief in Jesus Christ and instead argue against this leftist professor, he failed her on four class assignments, giving her a zero on all of those essays.
Yeah, unbelievable. You know, failing a student for disagreeing with the professor seems to go against the principles of higher education. What's going on?
Well, that's the issue that we're talking about here. We're talking about anti-Christian, open and critical thought that's going on campus. Academia is supposed to be a place where you open up dialogue, where you allow for critical thinking. And in fact, this course curriculum indicated just that. He said that we want students to take alternative perspectives. We don't want students to have to feel like they agree with the professor and that the professor is going to act as a devil's advocate, challenging the students to learn more. But when the student, in fact, did stand up to the professor, it has later come out she was on a 3-hour phone call with him, arguing a lot of these positions. So it's not as if she didn't work hard. It's not as if she didn't indicate that she cared deeply about the assignment. She was failed for political reasons and because that she didn't bow down to his position as a professor. Mm. We need to work on campuses, as we are doing at Campus Reform, to open dialogue and allow for free thought.
How has the school responded to this student's complaint?
Well, what the school has done is they've claimed that they've had a series of, four people review the content, review the student's submissions, and they said that they actually found no bias, that they found nothing wrong with the professor's assignments. And that is an important thing because the professor is truly granted academic freedom. It's okay. If the professor wants to challenge students in a manner that they may not be used to, for instance, come out and say, I want you to challenge your belief in Christ, that's perfectly fine. The problem is that if somebody stands up and he may not want to acknowledge religion in Martin Luther or divine providence in Martin Luther, or he may want to bash Christianity, but he needs to allow for a student that wants to support Christianity on campus. Mm-hmm. And he didn't do that in this situation. What Mike Adams, the professor that we talked with at Campus Reform, is calling for is an independent investigation, and that's something the university is not providing at this point.
Now, real quickly, turning now to another case. The Higher Education Committee in California Assembly has rejected a religious freedom bill for students. What was that bill designed to do?
Yeah, that bill was designed to protect the freedom of assembly for student groups on campus. We've seen in California, at the California State University system, ministries like the InterVarsity Fellowship Ministry be derecognized on several California State University campuses because they require, go figure, Christians to lead their Christian ministry. And they said that that's discrimination. So what they're essentially saying is that it is wrong for a group on campus, a Christian group, to say, no, we don't want an atheist running our Christian ministry. We need to make sure that they're Christian. And that bill failed, shockingly, on a 9-2-2 vote in the state assembly, and it didn't even pass through. So that's another issue that we need to stay focused on.
Why do you think the bill was rejected?
Well, I think it's rejected on partisan grounds. The committee has 13 members. It's got 9 Democrats. It's got four Republicans. And they're concerned that tying student financial aid to universities and requiring them to not discriminate against student groups will decrease student aid in some student financial assistance in certain ways. And I think it ultimately gets to a very deep issue.
So we're looking at, you know, you're looking at the student that was failed because they refused to criticize their faith. I mean, think about that. I mean, think about what's taking place in America today. And the promotion of everything, into anything except Constitution, anything other than Christianity. Well, we got some good news for you, that things are turning around. The true church is going to rise up. I think about, you know, what Dietrich Bonhoeffer said in regards to, you know, what is the church? His big struggle was, what is the church? And his ultimate conclusion was about the church was, it is Christ in community. And I really believe that, you know, through all this turmoil and all this going on, this you know, religion edifices and all these things that we're paying, according to George Barna, $1.3 million per baptized believer. Think about that. For every person that decides to say yes to the Lord, the American church reportedly are paying in salaries and building expenses $1.3 million per baptized believers. Baptized believer. Can you imagine if we were to take $1.3 million and go over to the Middle East right now and just help people get through this time, or maybe go to the areas of struggle inside your community and begin to help people out? People will go like, Jesus, I want to follow this Lord who blessed me like that. I believe that everything is shifting. You know, everything is coming back to God's original tent for the church, and every nation that the church is in will benefit, you know, from a healthy church that's in relationship with God, in relationship with each other. These things are going to continue in regards to, you know, are we as American citizens going to continue to allow, you know, teachers to say, you know, you got to deny your faith? That is no place for a teacher. First Amendment says that you have a right to your faith, and the government shall make no laws. The school system is a government institution that can't make any laws concerning your faith or religion. And so that's just total contrary. I'm sure they're going to change this particular grade zone, but you have to be able to stand up. You have to stand up for your rights. Democracy is not a clean thing. I mean, we have to stand up and say, well, I'm not going to deny Jesus Christ. I'm not going to deny my faith. And you think about over in the Middle East, when you get ISIS and ISIL coming in here, raiding these families, and they're asking them, will you deny Jesus Christ? And they're saying no, and they're actually killing people who will not deny Jesus Christ. Even children, they're trying to tell the children, you know, you have to deny Jesus Christ and accept Islam. And they just said no. And the reports are right in front of their parents, they killed the children. Well, we have to start standing up in America as Christians and stay loyal to the bridegroom, staying loyal to Jesus, knowing that he is soon to come, he's soon to return, and he's looking, are we going to be loyal to him? This is going to be some of the most exciting, vibrant days ahead for the church. The greatest harvest, I believe, that the world's ever seen is about to come in. But we've got to prepare ourselves to be the church the Lord wants us to be.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.